Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, my friends. Simon Miller here from a random location in the USA, and we are but days away from AEW Dynasty. So you know what we have to do? We have to become nerds and try and guess and predict what's going to happen by perusing the internet and finding surprises and finding some rumors and all that kind of a jazz. And boy, this month, we have got some doozies. Let's go. The big one does come in the form of the FTR versus the Young Bucks, and Matt and Nick Jackson have already started teasing this. Excuse me, Matthew and Nicholas Jackson, because they've been doing interviews going, well, you may know about this feud, and it wouldn't be an AEW pay-per-view if we didn't have some surprises up our sleeves. They then just so happen to talk about Jack Perry. I think we can smash these two things together. Because it's been widely reported that Jack Perry is now done with New Japan. If you saw his entrance at the recent New Japan Chicago show, he has leant right into all this CM Punk stuff, which is what he should do. You don't look a gift horse in the mouth. And if he can capitalize on this by coming back to AEW, screwing FTR and allowing the Young Bucks to win, mean he's also the fourth member of the new elite. Well, this could be a moment that we look back on and go, well, there was a lot of nonsense and there was a lot of controversy, but at least it benefited someone. I mean, for the longest time, everyone was like, oh man, this is nothing like the Montreal screw job because there's no positive. Listen, I would rather that none of it had happened. But if it does allow the former Jungle Boy to climb that ladder, well, yeah, like I say, at least we can take something from it, because at the moment, well, it's just a little bit exhausting. It's also just the best out as well, because of course you know that AEW wants to do another FTR versus Young Bucks back down the line. And maybe this actually ties into the ladder stipulation, which, fair enough, did kind of come out of nowhere. But either Cash or Dak to be climbing the ladder, and all of a sudden Jack Perry runs to the ring and everyone's like, no, don't do it, Jack. He shoves them off, and yeah, he turns to the Young Bucks and says, man, I'm your guy. Thank you for saying such nice things about me. The Young Bucks then become the tag team champions, which also would be amazing because they're leaning into their EVP thing. And then you've got Matthew, Nicholas, Okada, and Jack Perry. I'm just going to say it now. I think that's kind of, and I'm exaggerating a little bit, like a modern evolution. It's got the future and you've got the past and you've got the legend. So watch this space. I actually think there's quite a good chance this could happen. And on the Simon Miller predictometer, I'm giving it a whopping 9 out of 10. Speaking of the tag team division as well, we may also be getting a debut, because do you know who allegedly, once again or rumouredly, has signed with All Elite Wrestling? It is none other than the Motor City Machine Gun. If Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin are headed in this direction, it is more than deserved, because those two guys have basically been smashing it for the past 20 years. They deserve at least a little run on the big stage. The question being, how would you debut them on Dynamite? Unless they interrupted the Elite after that. But I don't think you want going after the title straight away, because then they will lose. Don't have that. The Motor City Machine Guns should go on a massive winning streak, and then they go after the championships. And sure, at that point, they should get defeated. But that's another video for a different time. I mean, don't forget that many people have debuted in AEW just by Tony Schiavone walking out and going, oh my gosh, you won't believe who is here. And also, the Dynasty crowd will be a hardcore audience and they will go nuts for the Motor City Machine Guns. So while I am only going to give this a 6 out of 10 on the predictometer, though deep down in my tum-tum, my tootsie toes, I really cannot wait for this. I have been a fan of theirs, like I say, for 2 decades. And given that they know exactly what to do, my word, they're gonna smash it. We shall jump to the main event now as well, because while this is more of a prediction, it does tie into what everybody is saying. It feels like Samoa Joe's time with that championship is up, meaning Swerve Strickland is about to become that guy. It also would tie into what we saw on Dynamite, because of course Samoa Joe left Swerve Strickland laying, and I cannot wait for this, because I've told you once, I'll tell you a thousand times. If we had got to the end of 2024 and Swerve hadn't become the champion, that would have been really, really stupid, or dare I say, 2 + 2 = potato. Sometimes you just need to go with the feeling that's in the air, much like this being Aladdin, and it's not going to hurt Samoa Joe. He is an all-timer, a legend by this stage. It also means you could potentially start planting the seeds for Swerve versus Will Ospreay at All In. And don't start going, oh no, I don't want that because we're going to change the belt too soon. Once again, if something makes sense, just dive in with both feet and give me good wrestling. One day I'm going to be dead. Why wait? Given that we have just brought his name up as well, of course, we're also getting Will Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson, which has the potential to be the match of the year. And once more, when we look at Dynamite, I actually think they have told us what is going to go down here. And William is going to turn to the Don Callis family and be like, listen, I don't want to hang out with you anymore, and I don't want to play Nintendo. Now, while I wouldn't do this, you could even use some kind of a distraction to allow Bryan Danielson to win. But again, I think that is doing the absolute wrong thing, because Will Ospreay should just win until he does become the world champion, and then sure, he can lose. But he has so much momentum right now, he's hot like Zoolander, that he should be being pushed as the number one babyface in the company. And let's just ride that train to the bank. Everybody loves this guy. It's also why you want to get him out of the Don Callis family as soon as you can, because yeah, on Dynamite, he was all like, I don't like the fact you guys are attacking the Blackpool Combat Club. I am trying to be a moral human being, and you're all being a bunch of goobers. And it's not like anybody wants to boo William either, and when it comes to heel factions, you could probably argue that the Don Callis family is number one. So I do appreciate the fact we tried to keep him linked, given when he originally debuted for AEW, that was his connection, but now, just split it up. The answer is on the wall. Like I say, Will Ospreay should be about to go on a tear throughout the rest of this year, and somehow he's only going to get better. That dude is something else. So we move to the Miller Predictor-ometer as well, and I'm going to give this one an 8.5 out of 10. Willie Boy should definitely leave. There's also been a few people saying, oh my gosh, maybe Adam Cole is about to come back to AEW. I'm here to tell you I don't think that is going to happen, mostly because when it does come to his diagnosis, where it doesn't sound good at all, he could be out for ages. So I just want to send all the love to that guy. This also may tie into the fact that his tag team partner, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, is also probably not going to be an AEW dynasty. The only reason I say this is because if Swerve Strickland does win the championship, if MJF were going to be there, he'd probably have to come out and interrupt. But that's not how this show should end. It should end with everybody being like, oh my gosh, Swerve Strickland, you are such a good wrestler, and I'm so happy you did this. And while I personally don't think that Max will be back on TV for quite some time, if he is good to go, just hold off the Dynamite. You don't need to overcook the pudding. Either way, though, if you are going to bet on one of these guys being involved at the weekend, you should go for MJF over Cole. It's like I say, I think he's going to be gone for quite some time. So with MJF, I shall give it a 5 out of 10. And when it comes to Adam, you know what? I'm going to give it a 1 out of 10. That's how much I don't think it's going to happen. And now, of course, he will turn up in the main event, and I look like an absolute idiot. People have also said that we should probably expect some sort of a surprise when it comes to Okada versus Pac. But even if that was an idea on the table, I think those two individuals would have gone to Tony Khan and been like, hey, you do know that we can probably put on a 6.25 star wrestling classic. That's just not something you need shenanigans in, so don't do it. And the only thing you could probably get away with is if Pac used that damn hammer to beat Okada. Well, why on earth would you beat Okada so soon? And in fact, going back to what I said about Will Ospreay, I would kick Okada and Will Ospreay totally lossless until those two do meet in like 6 months or a year's time, maybe even for the big belt. Because that would be bloody brilliant. So that to me as well on the predictability-ometer is also a 3 out of 10. You don't book a card or a pack in a match and then trying to have too much fun with it. Well, that's not the right word. But you don't try and do too much with it, because just having them wrestle, well, once again, if you are into what we like to call bangers, this may actually steal the show. Which does indeed bring us to all the rumors that are out there at the moment for the AEW pay-per-view. But listen, you may have heard some brand new ones that haven't entered my ears yet. So drop me them in the comments below. And at some point before Sunday, I shall go through them and I will try and say, yes, I think this one is going to happen. But the other one, no way, Jose, you are well off the mark. And listen to what I just said too. Do not forget, Dynasty is on a Sunday this year, which means the ups and downs will be going up on the Monday. Because for some reason, Tony Khan isn't running the Saturday. I don't know. Sometimes they're Saturday, sometimes they're Sunday. I mean, wrestling all blurs into one anyway.
Also, please do like the video, share the video, and subscribe, and click the video on the screen, which will be ups and downs, the latest episode of AEW Dynamite, so you can get my take on the current product.
And it has me so damn pumped for what on paper could be one of the best in-ring pay-per-view cards we have ever seen. I mean, Bryan Danielson versus Will Ospreay alone is a dream match for many people, including Will Ospreay himself. I don't think I'm prepared for this. I'm going to lose more hair, which means you're going to lose more hair too. Goodbye.